Hey, this is Fiofi from Elegantly Ed With. You may have noticed there's a survey on the front page of LBR. It only takes a few minutes to fill out, and your answers will help the Limit Break Radio podcast and its network shows develop so you like them more. So go out and do that. Thanks, and enjoy whatever you're listening to.
Of the Elegantly Edwith Tribune. Have you ever been happily whacking away at the fortification when suddenly you find yourself face first in the dirt? I have, but I'm sure you have better campaign tales to tell. Share your battle-hardened stories of campaign with us. Send your musings to edwith at limitbreakradio.com.
Break Radio presents Elegantly Edwith. It's like meeting up for champagne with the girls after a long day of relaxing on the yacht's deck.
Elegantly Edwith.
Eclectic.
Electric.
Emotional.
And absurdly specific.
www.limitbreakradio.com.
Hello and welcome to Elegantly Edwith. I'm your host, Edwith. Thank you for joining me. I am joined today, as always, by my elegant assassin, Chester King. How are you doing today, Chester King?
I'm pretty good, Ed. How about you?
I am pretty freaking awesome because someone is here. My idol, my hero, my liege, Elmer the Pointy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Edward.
Good. What server are you on, Elmer?
I'm on the Gilgamesh server.
That's really cool. Yeah, I was looking at your YouTube videos, and I'm sure we'll discuss them later, but they're pretty freaking amazing. So, yeah. And we're also joined by BS Phil. How are you doing today, BS Phil?
I'm doing all right, but you know what I gotta say? I didn't get any adjectives, so I clearly must not be doing quite as well.
Well, I mean, you're not Elmer the Pointy.
You can have a couple of my adjectives.
You could be.
I'll take a couple off the top. Yeah.
Okay. You could have immaculate. Whatever. Immaculate. Okay. BS Phil.
I could take a. I'll go with that.
Bodaciously BS Phil. There you go. You can have that one. Came up with it just for you. Bodaciously BS Phil.
So BS Phil, what server are you on?
I am on the only server worth being on. That is Ragnarok.
I was like, Ragnarok? Really? Like, I'm on Ragnarok, but...
Totally send me a tell about this.
Yes. Yes. This is an interesting story how I recruited BS Phil. I decided basically the other day that I was going to record an episode about Puppet Masters, and Elmer was going to be on. And then I was like, it'd be really cool if I could get someone besides him. And so then I was like, see all Puppet Masters 50 to 75. And then I got Windermere. And Windermere was like, he would do it, but he's busy. So then... So then he told me Shuffles and you, and then I contacted Shuffles. Shuffles is busy, and so then I contacted you, and you were all like, "Yay, I'm not busy." And I was like, "Yay, another Puppet Master." Because before I talked to Windermere, I was in Banner Chat for like an hour, like shouting, like, "I need a Puppet Master 50 or above, please." And people are like, "Lol, pup."
Speaking in auto trans,
please.
Puppet Master, can I have it?
Looking for member, Puppet Master 50 to 75, help me out. Can I have it?
It's hilarious. Yeah, everyone just lolled. No, there was this one guy who was like, I can pretend to be a Puppet Master. All I have to do is complain about how people don't invite me and SE hates me. Right? I was like,
yes.
Like, lol.
Those are the first two requirements for leveling Puppet Master. That and unlocking.
Yeah, that's true. And Treasures of Undergone access, you need that too. That's a plus. So we're gonna do the traditional dice roll to determine who's gonna go into in game first. Because
hey, I have a question about that. Do you ever roll yourself the highest so you would end up going first?
No, I don't. I'm not included in the D. I go last.
Oh, I, Save the best for last, eh?
No.
Huh?
No, it's more
selfish.
It's more like the guest should go first.
That's true. Okay, so. Well then, okay.
Don't
continue.
Don't question me. Okay.
Never.
Okay, so it's gonna be a dice roll.
Yes.
For
who gets to go in game first. And the person, the lucky winner, is Elmer. Please tell us what you've been doing lately in game.
Okay. Well, what I've been doing recently is trying to get up Nizel Isle. Usually I hang around Whitegate and wait for people shouting to do certain floors. Because it seems like most people just do the floors with equipment drops.
Yes, it's very frustrating.
Yeah, and you have to keep waiting until someone happens to do yours and then hope that they do it successfully. So that's one thing, and also, well, I already caught up, but I was doing Wings of the Goddess missions and catching up on those, and I want to do the quest lines for, I did Windhurst. I want to do Bastok and Sandoria quest lines, since, you know, the one for Windhurst was pretty interesting.
So far, I've been doing the Bastok ones, and it's pretty interesting, but Windhurst is probably cooler. So, what floor are you on in Nizul?
You're going to be disappointed, but I'm on floor 5.
Oh, God.
You're so good. Go, Elmer. I'm not disappointed.
Do you have your weapon yet? The Infernal Claws?
Yes, I did get them.
I didn't get them yet. I want them so bad.
Hey, I have some.
I hate you both. You know what I have? I have the Quicksilver, which is lol. But is that all you've been doing lately, Elmer?
Let's see, the Nizel and the quests and leveling Scholar a bit. I have Scholar around 40, and I'm, you know, when there's time, I was thinking of getting it up to where I could get artifact armor, but that's sort of, you know, after other stuff is done.
Well, with Scholar, that job completely changes at 40 because of Ascension, and like that has to be the funnest part of Scholar, is all that AoE stuff.
Yeah, 1 to 39 is awful.
No, just 35, you get Sublimation. That can't be that bad.
Oh, that's okay, but before 40, it's pretty raw.
I've been doing some Fields of Valor with Scholar and a Dragoon friend.
Is that worth the time as opposed to partying, or is partying still, like, I still feel partying is more efficient, but if you don't have that kind of time, it has to be good, right?
Yeah, if I want, like, to go straight XP, I'll get a party, but, like, if he's on and we just want to sort of hang out, then we'll go into Fields of Valor so there's something we can do together, and it doesn't take that long, and the XP is not too bad, but definitely, if you're all about XP, you're going to want a party.
The best is the Fields of Valor while in a party. You're like, boom, boom, boom. Basically.
Wait, what was that?
Fields of Valor.
What sound did it make?
Oh, it was like, boop, boop. I don't know. That's pretty cool. Anything else you've been doing, Elmer?
In game?
Yeah.
Not really. That might be it.
Well, real fast, tell us a little bit about some of the stuff you've done lately on JP Button. Like, just to
JP Button? Okay.
Just to talk about it.
Alright, here, I'll load it up and...
Like, I don't even know what I did.
the Pandemonium Warden was defeated recently, and someone in the thread said, you know, like, oh, what our Japanese counterparts thinking about this, and I did a little post. I did about the first 70 or so responses in their thread where they talked about Pandemonium being defeated, and actually they were looking at our thread on Blue Garter where that was posted and taking some information. I thought it was kind of interesting that there's a big change from the early days where now all the JP players, the hardcore players, are looking at our forums for information instead of the other way around, because it seems like foreign players are doing all the big accomplishments first now.
Yeah, like, I was actually reading that before the show, and I was like, one comment was like, Japanese players are good for innovation, but are horrible for invention.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, maybe it's true.
There's also, you saw this the other day, you called me on Skype, the part 3 of the Final Fantasy test is up. The battle section.
Yeah, that's
Final Fantasy test.
Yeah, the Final Fantasy aptitude test is really cool.
Really, what's it about? Give me the.
It's Final Fantasy 1 through 12 questions about it. It's like they're like really specific questions too, and you're like, you're like, oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, some of them you can get, and some of them are like, yeah, really specific. Or if you didn't play through all the Japanese versions, you might not get it. But it's kind of fun. And once the answer keys are up, but once I put up the explanation, it's kind of interesting history of the series as well. So that'll be up eventually.
Is there anything you have planned for besides that for the JP coming up?
Coming up?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Let's see. I'll finish up the test and the answers. I'm thinking of opening some basic forums just for, you know, a little discussion about the site, and maybe people can discuss the Japanese language and teach each other some things. You know, not a lot of sections at first, definitely, just a couple, and see if people even use it. And we've been talking with Fusion X about doing a JP Button podcast, which would start out kind of simple. You know, I'd make it pretty structured and keep it under an hour probably and see what the reaction to that is. So that's maybe the two biggest things to look forward to.
I'm quite excited for that podcast. Whenever it comes around, well, you're obviously shouting it out on my show right now, but I will make sure to plug it. And I'm sure Fusion will do his fair share of plugging as well.
Yeah, Fusion, it seems like he's going to do a lot of work for us. It's really cool. So he's going to be on the show, too. So if you're a big Fusion fan, you can tune in and hear him.
That is exciting. So, is there anything else you'd like to mention about JP?
Visit it. There's something. Visit the site, tell your friends, etc.
Hey, Jester, go visit JP Button.
Right now?
Yeah, go.
Okay.
See? It's that easy, people. It's that easy.
Here, I'll write hi, Jester King, in the sidebar.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to screenshot it.
So you can have...
And while you're visiting JP Button, you can tell us what you've been doing in-game, Jester King.
What have I been doing? I've been just, like, chilling in-game. I've been leveling Black Mage a bit, because I want to level Scholar to 75, because I really like doing end-game stuff, but Monk and Dancer aren't really the best jobs for end-game, so I've kind of been just leveling subs so I can do Scholar. So I recently finished White Mage to 37, working on Black Mage, then I got to do Red Mage, and then... do the big Scholar 10 to 75, because it's sitting at 10 right now. So a lot of work ahead of me for that.
I have a question for you. Why are you leveling Black Mage 37? I don't understand.
Because I want the variety.
You could do it after you get Scholar to 60, though. You could do that later.
Just get Red Mage. You'll be covered.
Yeah, but Black Mage was a lot higher than Red Mage, so I decided to do it anyways. But I don't know. Doesn't matter. It's gonna go there eventually, so...
Yeah, you might as well get
Scholar
it done.
Red Mage is good stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna probably do most, so... And then I've just been doing, like, Sky and stuff. Last Sunday, I got a Shura body, Shura Togi for my Monk. And it's pretty sweet, and I've been doing a lot of stuff on Monk lately. And, which is surprising, because I rarely ever go on my Monk anymore, so... Because I love my Dancer, so... And speaking of my Dancer, I spent a lot of, like, hours upon hours up in Delkfoot's Tower trying to get an Alki pop. Because, like, I'm trying to get the bracelet so I can make money, because I spent all my money on the cursed piece for the Shiratogi. So I spent, like, 20 hours this week and got nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. I got a bunch of palace bracelets, but I just tossed, or pop items, but I just tossed them because it's not even worth to do it. Ouch. So I've been just trying to, like, get Alki pops and solo Alki or whatever. Like, the first time I went up on my dancer, I got it in an hour. And then the next time, hour and a half, ever since then, nothing. It's like at least 30 hours up there since I got my last pop and got nothing. And it's really discouraging. So,
have you ever gotten the drop from them?
No. Well, I did, but the first time there was back when I was farming my monk testimony. And that was like a year ago. So, but it went to somebody back when it was like 800K. But since I've trying to been soloing it, I've gotten nothing. So, sadly.
You'll get it one day. You should bring a thief with you next time. Be like, yo.
Yeah, but the more people I bring, the more people I have to split with.
Oh, and
I'm kind of greedy. And I know one thief and he's hardly ever online. So, and I wouldn't trust any of the other thieves that I know.
Do you know how that situation could be rectified?
Level thief myself?
No, move to Ragnarok.
No, you are not a thief, Ed.
No, but Alcidos is, and I have access to Alcidos.
That's true. Maybe I should make Alcidos move to Leviathan.
He can't.
Yeah, well, when he can.
Well, I don't know what to say to that. I'm the one, but no, that's not going to happen. Anyways, anything else you've been doing lately, Jester?
Nope, not really. I'm just kind of chilling around, trying to get merits, same old grind, campaign, good stuff. You know, the whole shebang.
The whole shebang. Didn't you get fan dance? Just and saber dance? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, working on fan dance and saber. I absolutely adore fan dance because, like, I like to solo a lot. So, like, I can go up to Delphus Tower, just pop my evasion set, pop fan dance, and then I can go AFK for like 5 minutes and just chill.
Just like chill.
And then come back. Oh, I've taken 500 damage. Okay. Curing Waltz 4. I'm done. Go AFK again.
You're ridiculous. Well, maybe that's why you're not getting anything. You're AFKing the whole time.
Yeah, probably. Oh, well. It's fun times.
Noodle salad.
Good times, noodle salad.
Good times, noodle salad. What about you, BS Phil? What have you been doing lately?
The last about, I don't know, hour and a half, we've been killing Saramea, or whatever it is, the ZNM Cerberus.
Mm-hmm.
And, because I just joined an HNM shell. There's, like, never been in an HNM shell before. I've done a lot of, like, you know, Skylink shells and Dynamis, but I've never joined, like, HNM. But I joined a week or so ago, so we've been now, doing Limbus and ZNM pops and all this good stuff. We also just did Bahamut version 2, and I got Bahamut's hose, so I'm going to be rocking that on my Puppet Master.
Go, go.
Giving some kick attacks. What else we got? Started Salvage 2 now, so I got Salvage coming up tonight. And, I just did my first salvage run last night, and we did Silver Sea, and we got a drop on Hammer Blow. And then I told my H&M shell that we got the drop, and, you know, everybody started crying because apparently it's a low drop rate, I don't know. But then I told them I went 1 out of 1 on it because it's my first time doing it, and they started to cry some more, which made me laugh.
They kicked you. No, they like, get them out of here. To. Get them out of here right now.
They're not happy about it. But then they said, like, oh, okay, well, but if you get any more drops or if you get Bottom's Cuffs off of the boss, we are going to kick you. And then we totally got Bottom's Cuffs.
But you didn't tell them.
Long arm trick.
You're like,
oh, I totally did. It was
no,
hilarious.
You can't tell them. Like, they're like, if they're like, they're going to kick you, they're like, oh, no drop. And then QQ. And then you're just like, and you just appear with them on one day and you're like, what? What happened? Again?
I didn't take them. They went to somebody else, but I told them they dropped. I thought it was hilarious. It was fun.
That's cool.
Man, what else? I've done a lot of Nizzle. I've been, like, whenever I got in a free tag or two, one of my friends will come on and be like, dude, you want to do Nisil? We're doing floor 80. So I'll jump in, because I want to get an Askar Karazhan for my Dragoon.
Because
I've seen, like, at least, like, four or five of them drop already, but they've gone to other people. Like, well, the first time it dropped, it went to another Dragoon. No problem. Totally fine with that. He outlotted me. No big deal. Second time, let's see. Second time, it went to a Samurai, which I was not happy about, because they can use a hobby, which is better by a lot. And then the third time, it went to a Warrior. The fourth time, it almost went to a Samurai, but one of my Blue Mage friends lotted it instead, who has, like, Samurai 65, just to, you know, stop him from getting it, because he got pissed off, too. Because he wanted me to get it, because we've been kind of doing this over and over to get me the drop. We had one drop, and then we had, like, 5 seconds left on the clock, and we got kicked before I could lot it. And then we just had one drop 2 nights ago, and we had a Warrior in the party. He was the leader, and he lotted on it because he wanted it. No, I lotted on it first. I got like 840 or something. And then he got all upset because he wanted to lot it. So I'm like, dude, all right, if you just want it, let's just lot it and then get out, because we only had like 30 seconds left. And then he waited until like 5 seconds, and he lotted it, and he got like 980 or something crazy like that. I'm like, oh, God.
That sucks.
And the kicker about that is he just started selling all of his Warrior gear to level his Corsair. His level 29 Corsair. So I lost lot from a Warrior who already had a hobby, as he, you know, very well should. So my Dragoon has been crying the last, like, 4 months.
Understandably so, though.
But, I don't know, one of these days I'll get something.
So what floor are you on in Nisil? I want to know.
I got my runic key a couple months ago, actually.
Oh, well then.
Floor 100, totally all the way up to the top.
Hey, you want to help someone in this call of climb?
Would it happen to be Ed?
It would. Good job.
What floor are you on?
40. I'm on 40. You never see a 40 to 45 shout, though. You never.
No, you don't. I see a lot of
35,
76 to 80.
I see those. I've done those, too. But
96 to 100. I just did 96 to 100 last night. That was what I was in when you were talking to me. And we didn't get anything to drop. I think we got, like, the monk weapon and dragoon weapon, I think.
Hey, can I have that
off of floor 100?
No.
No, you cannot.
But I only need like 3,250 weapon skill points to break it.
So do I.
Come on, please.
No, you need like you're on floor 5, right?
No, I'm on floor 40.
No, that's Elmer.
Okay. Who's on 5?
Elmer is on 5.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Then you only need 3,000 something. Elmer needs like 12,000 though.
No, it caps at 10,900. He needs like 9,000. It's okay. I guess. Are you done with in game then?
No, I totally just like started it. I've never done like actual in game, I guess.
No.
So
in game? You're in game for this week.
Oh, endgame?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said endgame.
No, not endgame. No.
No, I'm done. That's it.
Okay.
Just one.
Game over, man.
Yeah,
game over.
I mean, I'm always kind of out meriting or doing something, I guess. Getting pictures of crap for Zenny.
Go Zenny. So I guess I will go. What have I been doing? Let's see. I've been leveling Puppet Master, which is currently 68. And I must say,
yes.
I'm sick of fighting Arukas. That's what I must say. But I'm also sick of fighting Colibris. And I'm also sick of fighting anything in the... And I'm sick of fighting Imps. I'm just like, I'm over this.
How can you be sick of fighting Calibri? See,
I don't know. I just feel like...
The only mob you can ever kill.
That reminds me of a Dragoon that I once had at a party. who I recently removed him from my blacklist. He was on my blacklist for a significant period of time. It was like the first week I was on Ragnarok too. I started a party on Pop, and I was like, hey, and he was like the sixth person I invited, and he was Dirk/Blue, but I was like, whatever. I'm sure it'll change before we get to camp, because I mean, duh.
Blue Mage sub isn't bad.
Well, I mean, well, even if he went, I wasn't gonna be upset about that. So I was like, hey, let's, all the Colibri camps are taken, let's go to the Ottawa subterranean and fight Dire Mites. And everyone was like, okay, let's go there. I don't really know much, like, everyone was like, I don't really know much about it, but we'll try it. Well, I Campsite Tar was my gospel, so, I knew about it. So I was,
okay.
And the Dragoon was like, no. Colibri only. I'm like, there's other, like, all the Colibri camps are taken. He's like, no, Colibri only. All the Colibri camps were taken! Colibri only. I'm like, what is your issue? So after we finally all got to Adui Subterrane all together, like, so, I don't know, the party went bad fast because of dumb things. I don't even know why. I don't know. Okay. And then, let's see what else. Oh, and then, you know why I don't like imps? Is because Amnesia for Puppet Master is like, you're like, thanks for that. And I'm Slash Dancer on my pup, so I'm like, thanks even more for my lack of ability to do absolutely anything except for be a bad DD. It's like,
oh man. Yeah, you gotta get your maneuvers up quick.
Yeah, I know. I
never did Dancer either as a sub job for Puppet Master mode level.
I don't like War, and Dancer's the only job I got.
Why not? It's great.
Pup Slash Dancer all the way. Maybe I'll level War once I get to 75.
You don't even have it leveled?
It's level 5.
Oh, God. You need to You're missing out, man. You gotta get on the stick. Life.
Do I get double attack with the sub?
Yeah.
Okay.
Used Warrior on Puppet Master from 25 through 75 and in married parties. Like, I mean, I just hardcore Warrior all the way. Actually, from 25 to 30, you can use, like, Dragoon or Corsair or Ranger. Because it doesn't really matter, you don't get Berserk yet. But after that, I mean, Warrior is just delicious.
But I find myself with Asper Samba, and like I usually have Paladin Tank, because Paladin Tanks do it better. so I Asper Samba the mob, and that way my Red Mage friend Burn doesn't have to complain about having to refresh the Paladin all the time. So
shout out to Burn.
He should refresh the Paladin all the time.
He should, but Burn Herbert for you.
should make him learn. Slap him in the shape.
He doesn't like Red Mage too much though. He's more of a any other job type of person. But good luck on your mat fight though. I know he's failed twice, but I'm sure the third time is the charm. So I hear.
Or you know, seventh time.
Whatever.
Or tenth time.
It took me 8 tries with White Mage. There's no judging with Matt with me. Like,
yeah, it took me 7 tries for on Monk, so.
Yeah. Let's see. I also went from Nizul Isle floor 10 to floor 40 in the past, like, month, because we haven't recorded in a month. So. And I also have done COP like crazy. I'm done with Promies. Got done with Minotaur. Done with Mammoths. It's so nice to be, like, finally legit getting through COP. So nice. I also said I was going to level Ranger, did that for a level. And then I also said I was going to level Summoner, leveled that for a level. Then I said I was going to level Scholar, a level. And I do that a lot. I'm like, oh, I'm totally going to do this. And then I didn't. Oh, and then me and Elsidos, we actually duoed for a bit. I was on Core and he was on some job that I can't think of right now. Oh, he's on Samurai. He was on Samurai. So then we were like, We were killing stuff pretty good. We were getting like a decent 3k an hour in Conshed Highlands at level 12, duoing. So I was like, well, this is pretty nice. This is better than being in the dunes. So, and I was level synced to him because my Corsair is level 22 now because of him and that. And then I also took Alcidos on some Nizul Isle runs, which I know he was really excited about. I was like, hey, there's someone shouting for 7680, and your gear sucks since you came back. And if you get that Denali body, that would be so nice. And it was like, yeah. And I got him into doing it, and he really likes it. He wants to climb with me now. So I'm like, I guess I'll climb again. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, it isn't.
Nice was a lot of fun.
I'm not using my tags for anything anyways. I also got my Galliard clogs, which I got from my first, on my first 15-20, I got my Galliard clogs. And every single
You're
person,
so lucky.
And every single person nice. Lotted against me, but I got a 900 something, so I was like, booyah. I also got Pisces Subligar, which I totally ripped from some paladin that I actually wanted. I was just kidding when I lotted. I was like, I'm just gonna lot and get like horrible and be okay. But then I won, and I was like, oh, then I felt guilty. Because the paladin really wanted it, and, you know what's exciting? Like, I did Minotaur twice. The first time was an interesting time. Things were broken in my household because of that fight.
Oh, that was the funniest thing. That was the funniest experience. Oh, man, I thoroughly enjoyed that. Thank you, Ed.
You're welcome. So I got a new mic, so you could put one and one together there. But on the second time, what was really exciting about the second time I did it, since I was the most experienced player, lol, I actually was the one who drew in us to Minotaur, and I was the one who led everyone to the ornate gate, which was, I was pretty proud of myself, because I was like, I could do this. I'm a leader.
Nice. Did you go out on your own?
Yeah.
To get the Minotaur?
Yeah.
And then just drag everyone from the start?
Yep.
Nice.
And I actually died once, but I had re-raise. Go, white mage.
Slick work.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh my god, are you okay? I'm like, I have re-raise, guys. Relax.
You know they're not experienced.
How many did you go with?
What?
How many people did you go with for Minotaur?
The first time I went with 12. The second time I went with 8.
Ooh.
And the second time went much better because there was less people. Because
yeah.
12 caused aggro
bit
all over.
A little more than a party is just... You know,
aggro all over the place. It was horrible. So
yeah, exactly.
And then I said I would give some people shout outs. A-Rock and some Spider Jaw, that's his name. And I guess that's pretty much it. I'm excited about getting Puppet Master. I'm almost 75. I could feel it. 7 more levels. What is that like? Like
a lot of experience.
A lot of experience. But I have 6 charges on my anniversary band. Things will be okay.
Lucky.
I've been saving those for this moment in time. And that's pretty much it. So now on to the topic of the episode. Episode 8, because pups are awesome. So
yes, they are.
They are awesome. I think we should go through the 5 frames, I guess. Well, I mean, it's not really 5 frames, but let's not talk about Harlequin. You don't use Harlequin ever.
I used it once when before they nerfed Magic Mortar.
Well, yeah. Do you two agree, Elmer and BS Phil? Don't use your Harlequin ever. Basically, once you get another one,
it's a little sketchy. But the main frame, not particular. Oh no, I used it. I used the Harlequin frame and Valor Edge head when I was getting Stringing Pummel.
Okay.
I went to Cuffedtail Tunnel and I was just doing Magic Mortar to Dragon Kick.
Okay.
So I used it for that.
Okay.
Other than that, not really.
Okay, good. I'm glad we agree about
there
that.
There you go.
Elmer, can you describe to us the Sharpshooter frame?
Describe it. Sharpshooter is the range attack frame, and I remember when they added the first set of new weapon skills, it was like crazy good against Colibri, especially like merit parties and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the best things because of the piercing attacks it does. I remember that like you could get it to actually pull hate off of the other members, and it could be pretty dangerous. It would die kind of fast. But, I mean, as a frame, basically, like I said, the ranged attack frame, a lot of people find when you get your frames as you level, if you wait on the sharpshooter frame, it can be difficult to level its ranged skill to get it up to par. So that's one thing to consider for new puppet masters when choosing the order of your frames.
Yeah.
Just a little asterisk on the side here.
Yes.
If you get it, if you end up waiting to like 20 or 30 to get Sharpshot, you can sub it to another job if you have it, you know, hover high. And you can use the sub job Puppet Master and then call your automaton and actually use it to skill up. You can just, like, tank whatever easy prey, too weak, whatever mob you want to, and then just leave it, attack it, and you'll get skill ups.
Yeah.
Even as a sub job, which, you know, I actually had to do for a few hours when I got it at level 20.
I actually got my first frame at level 17. I know I'm horrible, but I got this. I got the sharpshooter first because I was like my archery is at zero, and right now that's the only frame that I have capped. Like nothing. Yeah. So because I use it all the time, Colibri Camp. I always
it's the
there.
Best frame for leveling. Totally.
Yeah,
it's my favorite. It's my favorite.
What about the different weapon skills for sharpshooter? Does anyone, like, I know there's Acro Ballista and Daze. What's the third one?
Armor Piercer.
I know Acro Ballista isn't as good as Daze, which is not surprising, but how good is Armor Piercer?
I average, like, at a Calibri, Merit Party, Greater Calibris, I average about 1,100 to 1,200 damage.
Like, Daze.
I can spike it up to, like, 1,300, but sometimes you have to hold TP for that, and I don't really like doing that.
Daze,
but it averages over those.
Daze does like 400 and Acro Ballista does like 200. Oh my god, I'm so excited. I need Armor Piercer right now. BRB, guys. Okay, JK. I'm excited though. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I got it actually. It came out like a day before I hit 75, and the first party I had was at Greater Calibri with my sharpshot frame. I got to try it out. It was very fun. It's highly recommended for, even if you're not even on, like, fighting birds or whatever, it's still, you know, awesome for any experience party.
I love, because of the piercing damage, and you're always fighting Calibris nowadays, I feel. What about the Valor Edge, BS Phil? Can you tell us about that one?
That one is the, generic melee frame. And, it's kind of not like a paladin because it doesn't have MP or, you know, spells or whatever, but it's just kind of like a generic melee with a shield.
Mm-hmm.
It can't actually use the shield to block. I don't know why. I think it should be able to.
It should. Doesn't.
And it has, you know, bad defense, but then again, all the frames.
But, oh my god, but its HP is freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's totally got Galka HP.
Galka is that Monk the one HP. With the creepy scissor fingers?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I always look at it as like, I always think it's going to pinch me.
I never really used it leveling up, but once you get to end game, it does pretty good DOT to like H&Ms and stuff like that. Like Kieran, you know, Kited Fight, you just have Valor Edge trailing Kieran.
That's so cool.
It actually parses, you know, very well.
Yeah, the cool thing about the puppets is that they act like monsters where they can chase things and still hit them. So yeah. That's a good thing that the Valor Edge can do.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing the Valor Edge head with the sharp shot body, and like it makes it track it. Is that right?
Well, yeah, but the problem with that is that it slows down your ranged attacks.
Mm-hmm.
You attack with your ranged attack only like half as often.
Yeah,
it's, I think the timer is like 21 seconds or whatever for ranged attacks with the full sharp shot, but then when you use the Valor Edge head, it's like 45.
But that's better than like if you're
in that cuts the damage way down. It's not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay,
not as happy with that.
I don't know. I'll probably try it.
I mean, I think I used it like once or twice, like in imp parties, mm-hmm. and I'd get amnesia, and then like hate would bounce all over the place, and then he'd be stuck out of range. So I'd have to use that just to keep him in range, to keep meleeing.
True. What are the three weapon skills? I know the first one is, wow, I don't even know because I don't use him anymore. What are the weapon skills for this one?
You get, what are they called? String Clipper and, Chimera Ripper at, you know, the first weapon skills.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're Yeah. They're unimpressed.
Yeah, they're not that great at all.
It's kind of odd you actually get two at the same time, but... And they use thunder and fire maneuvers. So, like, all kind of like the main maneuvers for meleeing.
Mm-hmm.
And they force the worst weapon skills.
That's horrible.
Which is very disappointing.
But if you have light up, Bone Crusher, is that good? Bone Crusher?
If whatever you're fighting has a weakness against blunt damage.
Oh, okay, so no.
I think it's blunt damage, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's blunt damage.
Yeah.
But then what about if you're on Valor Edge, I would never throw up a dark maneuver for Cannonball Blade unless I was going for Cannonball Blade. Like, is that like what
Cannonball Blade is? I really like Cannonball Blade.
It's probably the best one.
It's like, yeah, it's really good. I mean, it's kind of, it's not magical. It's like Chi Blast, sort of, where it's like not magical, but it's not physical either. It's just kind of like a chunk of damage that it can get resisted, but it's really, really hard to resist it. Like, even on anything. And then it drains however much damage you do and gives it back to...
Whoa, that's epic.
It's great for salvage. It can do, like, yes, a ridiculous amount of damage in salvage sometimes.
Especially on Wamura. They take, like, three times damage from... For whatever weird reason. But you know when they came out with Bone Crusher, if you don't have the maneuver up, it just forces Bone Crusher now, which is so disappointing.
Yeah.
I always wanted to just default to Cannibal Blade, but...
It should.
Now you,
yeah, that's what bugs me about the puppet sometimes. You have to use, like, weird combinations of maneuvers to get the best weapon skills, and if you don't, then you get, like, crummy ones.
But I'm reading right now about Cannonball Blade that it completely bypasses defense and evasion. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with defense, evasion. It hits 100%.
I'm gonna pull out that frame again and, like, go hit some stuff or something. And then the third main frame that you get is the Stormwaker one. And I actually don't use this one in its pure form just because I'm not a big, like, the next things we'll talk about are just better. But, Knockout was a pretty nice weapon skill when I was soloing for that little bit of time in, the desert. What do you think about Knockout and Slapstick?
They're okay.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're alright. It's got a pretty big evasion minus on it, apparently. I don't know how much it is. I never really used it that much, but apparently it's pretty significant.
Yeah, Knockout's not bad.
It's not bad. It's pretty decent damage. But...
It's decent
I never have Stormwaker. Right, yeah, for a mage, but I never really have Stormwaker in range when I'm using it anyway.
Yeah, true. What about Magic Mortar?
It was very fun. It used to be awesome, and then they had to go and nerf it.
Well, don't nerf Puppet Master, we don't get enough anything. We need...
You know what's even crazier? They nerfed it on my birthday. March 24th.
Happy birthday.
It was so sad. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe they did it.
One of the blogs I read was, and she was a pup, or he, I'm not really sure, it was a Mithra, so, you know, could go either way. But,
so,
like,
probably a man.
Probably. Man. Good to say. Safe to say. Like, she had, I'm going to use she because I have Mithra, woman, whatever. Like, she had screenshots of, like, Magic Mortar popping up, like, 3K or something like that.
That's
before they nerfed it. I was like, oh, holy crap, people are going to jump on the pup bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
First time ever, people are going to jump on pup, but then it was, like, nerfed, like, a week later. So I was like, oh, dang.
Why was it nerfed, exactly? Like, it was just too good to be true?
It was way too powerful, because, I guess.
But
well, the thing you couldn't see in the screenshots was all the preparation it took. Because you had to get your automaton down to... Not only no MP so it wouldn't cure itself, but you also had to get it down to 1 HP. 1. And you had to put up 3 fire maneuvers, so it's totally vulnerable. A light breeze could knock this thing up. You're stuck with nothing.
Why would they nerf that?
You have to get 300 TP, and you have to have 100 TP to start the skill chain. So it would hold on to TP.
Why wouldn't you... Like, why would they nerf that? Like, if it sounds so difficult to have happen, why would you nerf?
Well, I guess even Square it's hard to get the max. It's hard to get the max, but you can use what's it? I forgot the English name for the one where you switch to HP, but you can switch
ventriloquy, right?
Yeah, reversal. Yeah, ventriloquy is the enmity,
right.
You can switch your TP with the puppet's TP, so if you prepare yourself, you can quickly switch it around and then get at least high damage, but not the max takes a lot more preparation.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel bad, like, Puppet Master should never be gimped with how it's treated in the community. Every little bit we get should be savored.
Yeah, we had that one little nugget to hold onto, and they had to take it away.
No.
And then, you know, after that,
mm-hmm.
After you use the weapon skill, I mean, like, you have so much hate, it's phenomenal, and then, like, that's basically a suicide move. If you don't ventriloquy immediately to put hate on the Puppet Master, the automaton is, you know, toast. And then after that, you know, the Puppet Master is probably toast because you'll have hate for the rest of the fight. Just because it's, you know, that ridiculous.
Sub-nin.
You can sub-ninja and tank, but, I mean, then you're the main tank until you die or it dies.
Ventriloquy, then collaborator. That's what you do. And then
What if you're solo, Ed, and you have no thief? Huh?
Well, that doesn't happen to me like you, so I don't know what else to say. And then now with the they're not that recent anymore, but they're still relatively new, the new heads. Would you like to talk about the Soul Soother head, Elmer?
Soul Soother?
Yes.
That's the White Mage head.
Yes.
And basically, like, before it came out, you could pretty well solo with the Red Mage pup, and Soul Soother just made it so much better. It can get up to Cure 5 and Regen 3. The only issue would be, there's a few issues.
Yeah, maybe, there's a few.
I wish they'd fix these. But
yeah,
first,
there's a couple issues with that.
First, it'll use Gnaw spells instead of cure you at some point. So if you're poisoned, it'll poison Gnaw you, even if you're, like, on the brink of death. Also, if you can be cured, it'll use the highest amount of cure possible.
Which is lame. So, like,
you get a paper cut and it cure fives you and wastes all this MP.
Yes.
And what kills me is that pixies can do it just fine. They always get the right cure.
Automatons
can't.
What's even more upsetting is when NPCs can do it. They know what cures to use, but not your automaton.
And SE seems to be, like, oblivious to this. I remember one response was like, you know, oh, you just don't know how to play it properly. You have to equip damage gauge and use light maneuvers.
Oh, duh.
Like, we're all idiots.
Right. I really wanted to see Square Enix sit down and make a video of, like, them doing it correctly, because they, like, insisted on telling us that we were just totally doing it wrong and oblivious to what you actually, you know, how to actually play Puppet Master.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't you guys just sit down and do it? Like, with Absolute Virtue.
Lol.
They're going to show a Puppet Master video where they just, like, you know, zoom in on the chat log and then use Overdrive, and all of a sudden it's the correct cures and no Gnaw spells and whatever.
There's some guides coming out here in Japan very soon. Like the job guides and the crafting guides and the map guides. So hopefully there'll be some information in there. Maybe there'll be some new stuff about manipulating the puppet that can help out, but I think for now, really, it's just, I mean, just poor design, and they need to work on that.
I agree.
Didn't they say at Vanifest that they realized that there were actually issues?
Yeah.
That they were going to look into it? I thought that was going to be for this version update, this last one, but that nothing happened.
Nothing's happened on anything recently that, you know, Red Mages will be able to go to the front line and white mages will get a new ability and this and that, but nothing's really been happening yet.
That's unfortunate.
You know why nothing's happening?
Why?
Square Enix hates Puppet Master.
No! Lies, lies. They love us. They just, no, they love Sam, but in any case. Do you know what's good? Have either of you ever main healed on Pup with the white mage head? Because,
yeah.
This is the only one, like, with the red mage head, you can't heal outside your, you can't, it only cures you and the Puppet Master, but the white mage head can cure anyone in the party. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's another thing that's great about it.
So I think that really opened up options for Puppet Master. Like a Puppet Master and a Dancer could totally be awesome with a party. You don't have to worry about anything unless someone dies and then Rays, but we don't talk about those times.
They should totally give Puppet Master Rays or something.
They should.
Rays 3. So it's like, anybody a white mage? No, but I'm a Puppet Master. And since you lulled me, you're not getting a Rays. See you later. That'd be pretty funny.
Not so bold now.
That reminds me of an old movie where the puppet would try to cast spells on dead people.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that.
But they fixed that a while back.
That's great.
Good, they fixed that.
They should totally not fix that. It'd be so funny.
Cure
just
three.
Be even something else to lull at.
No!
It's like, come on, cure 5! Cure 5! What are you doing?
I'm already dead. Stop this. And then, can you talk to us about the lash into the heads, PS Phil?
Yeah.
Of the spirit reaver.
Yeah, it's your basic, you know, black mage. Turns your automaton into a black mage. You can get up to, you know, some tier 4 nukes like stone 4, water 4, and I think it stops at, what? I know with full merits you can get up to blizzard 4. When you get 5 out of 5 magic merits, you get blizzard 4. I don't know where it stops without it, but...
Without full magic merits, you get only up to arrow 4.
Okay. But yeah, and then it also has Asper and Drain and Absorb Int.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that black mages actually don't get. So,
We're even better, yeah. I know has Convert, so... We do. You know what annoys me is that we get all the tier 4 nuke except for one. Why? Well, Squeenix... Dear Squeenix, why? Like, why can't they give us just, like, can they just give us the last one, Thunder 4? Why not? Like, what are they afraid of? Like, give us the other 4?
They're afraid of our happiness.
They're afraid of completion, I think is what it is.
They're afraid of the Puppet Master jubilation that will sprout forth.
All they have to do is make Blizzard 4, like instead of it being 286, it could be 284, and then they make Blizzard 4. Or increase... How many merits you can put into group 1? Either way, I am cool. Like, just make it happen, people. Like, I don't like this whole, you get 4, 5 of the 6. Like, no, I want all 6!
Yeah. To get, like, good damage out of it, though, you need to have
loudspeakers
and Ice Maker. And then just spam as much as you can on Ice Maker.
I like Ice Maker.
And
I want one.
You need to have you basically need to get a condenser too. So you can open up with a water maneuver, and if you overload, it'll erase the water maneuver and then just replace it with whatever maneuver you had, and then you won't overload. So, and because you basically need to spam ice maneuvers constantly, you kind of have to get it.
Yeah, if you put on the water maneuver, you can stick on, I think, Mana Channeler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that'll boost your damage as well, since you're already putting up waters. Although it increases
the recasting
delay a little bit.
But it is great for Nisal Isle because you're kind of running around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a basic overview of the frames. The 5 main frames.
Can I ask a question? What, like, at 75, what is it like situational where you would use each head, or is it like more common that you would see one specific head over another?
It depends on what you're doing, I suppose.
Because, like, on my
it really depends on what you're doing.
Okay, because I always see, like, black mage heads.
That's a,
Like, well, mainly.
Probably the best damage, and they don't get hurt because they're far away from the mob. Like, I don't know. That's
Do strictly the highest damage, I guess. And some people do mana burns with blackhead frames.
That makes me mad. There's five black mages in the party, and they were shouting for a mana burn. I was like, I sent them to tell. I was like, hey, can I come join your mana burn? I'm a pup. And they're like, no. And I was like, you did not just deny me. I was bitter about that for days, because I wanted a mana burn so bad on pup, but they're like, no. Like, fine. You're not invited to my mana burn next time I do it. So what about the... I want to talk about some of the job abilities that, well, I mean, I guess they're job abilities, but automaton abilities. Like, I know, Pup Master is really unique with all the different abilities it could have. It has Provoke, which I hear is good at the low levels, but that Provoke is so potent that you don't want to be doing that later.
Yeah, you don't want to actually use that, like, in a party or whatever, because if you're soloing, like, when you're really low level, it's fine, because not only that, but you get another great low-level ability, Shock Absorber.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it provoke the mob, and then basically take no damage the rest of the fight.
Yeah, I know, I love that.
Because it's a constant 100 HP stone. I wish it would scale, too, because it's really kind of crappy once you hit 75, or really, you know, by, like, 40, it's kind of...
Yeah, useless.
I still use it just because I'm like, it's a little bit of a shield, so it's...
Yeah, if you can fit it on, it's not bad to have like the minus 100 damage or so, is it?
It's more than that, isn't it?
No, it's minus 100 for level 1 to level 75. Which makes it awesome at level 1, but, you know.
It makes it horrible. That's ridiculous.
That's what's really cool about the puppet. You can... Even if you're level 1, you can put on any attachment you want.
Yes, and have any ability you want except for, like, weapon skills, but that's pretty much it, though.
Yeah.
It's only 100 HP.
Which also makes Puppet Master, like, one of the best sub-jobs for leveling, like, a brand new job that you have, like, level 1 to level 10, 12 or 15 10, or so. Puppet Master sub-job using Sharpshot. I swear to God, you'll get, like, 8k an hour. It's crazy.
So crazy. If you're like a level 1 pup and you get like the recoiler attachment or whatever, the one that makes it double attack or whatever, you can just double top. Wow, that is pretty hot. I should level my pup to 37 so I can sub it just for solo.
That'd be cool. And then I was fighting pucks, and that's why I use the Shock Absorber, because that 100 HP made a difference, I guess. Not really. My goal with things with AoEs is just keep it alive for 20 minutes. Just keep it alive for 20 minutes. Just keep it alive for 20 minutes.
You have to prepare.
And then, what about the replicator with Blink? I like that Blink because it can go up to 4 shadows with Blink. Isn't that ridiculous? I think it's ridiculous.
It's not bad for kind of an emergency, you know, you take a hit and you're down below 50% or whatever. It kicks off all your wind maneuvers and puts up Blink.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not too bad. But, it's only Blink. It's not like Utsusami where it guarantees you block, but it's something.
It's something when you have 15 minutes left on your timer and you're like, oh my god, this... Hannah, you cannot die right now.
So, yeah.
And then there's the Blaze Spikes, which I actually don't have this attachment. Do you know, like, have you played with it at all? Is it worth giving?
I don't have it either. It didn't seem that useful. By the time it came out, I was like level 30 anyway, so it seemed kind of useless.
What about you, Elmer?
I picked it up just to be complete.
Yeah, for completeness.
About it, but if it's taking hits, it's nice, but really there's no reason to set up a situation
where it's
that requires the Blaze Spike.
Okay.
Yeah, don't want to be in a situation where it's taking hits to begin with, because automaton defense, I don't know why they do it, but it's just really, really bad. Yeah. Really, really bad. Like, as in, I take less damage with Berserk Up at, you know, a merit party. I take less damage than my automaton does.
That's ridiculous. Packing Fury!
And that's for any frame, you know. Stormwaker, Valoredge, doesn't matter. They're all kind of the same. Aside from, like, 2 points of fatality or whatever.
I have a question about the eraser with erase. Like, I know it can erase you and the automaton, but I've heard a rumor that if you put water and a light maneuver up, it can erase status effects from people outside you and your automaton. Is this true?
I have
water and a light effect?
Yeah. Like, if you had the eraser attached and you're in a party and the paladin has some status effect on it and you had water and a light maneuver, it can use the eraser to erase what was on the paladin.
Well, a water maneuver is supposed to force Gnoss spells. Because that's what it actually does when you're in a party and, like, somebody else has, you know, poison on them. If you use a water maneuver, it'll force poison on.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't work when you're solo, for whatever reason. But I've never heard of the eraser doing that. I don't know.
Yeah, seems like a weird... Why would water make it work? Yeah,
I don't know. I
can't say I've honestly tried it, so...
We'll gather again at the Hall of Lol, where all the Puppet Masters gather. We're like the Justice League, but Puppet Masters, and... And we'll discuss this matter further, I suppose. I got the flash bulb, and I thought it was so cool that I got flash, but it's so not potent that I'm like, what's with that? Why does it not do anything?
Yeah, I noticed that early on, too, that it didn't seem to do anything at all. But once I hit, like, higher levels, and I'd start pulling hate from, like, Howling Fist or Stringing Pummel, I'd notice it actually do... pretty significant, you know, accuracy down.
Really? Okay.
I love it. I keep it on, you know.
I won't
yeah, it's great it for solo.
If you say it's good,
and
I
it's great
you.
For soloing, too. You know, if you want to, you know, you need to avoid a couple hits for, you know, however long. It's good stuff. But, yeah, at, like, low levels, I thought it was total crap because it didn't do anything.
Maybe it's a percentage-based accuracy down, and that would explain why at low levels it would suck pretty much, and at higher levels it's like slightly more significant. Like maybe it's -5%. Let me check this out. 45 second recast.
I don't know. Or maybe like because the mob's accuracy is so naturally low to begin with that like lowering it by a bunch doesn't really do a whole lot, but when you're at a high level and they have a like 400 or 300 accuracy, then lowering it a lot, you know, basically floors their accuracy or their hit rate. So maybe it does a lot more then. I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing that out there. But
true. Another job ability that Pubmaster has that's for some reason not on this list is In Thunder with the shocky shock thing that I can't remember the name of, but I use it all the time.
What?
In Thunder? Volt Gun. Good job.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, that's not really like a job ability, right? It's kind of like a hidden end spell that doesn't ever... You don't need to use any Thunder maneuvers to get it up or anything.
Yes, you do. I thought you do, don't you?
Nope.
No, it just randomly procs.
Randomly shows up and does like 20 damage or something.
I guess so.
But it was really good at low levels because it would still add like 15-20 damage. Wow, this is awesome. But I kind of stopped using it after a while because I needed more accuracy.
That's cool. I don't know. Yeah, I only have one of the stabilizers, so I still use the Volt Gun. So. I should probably buy the other one because accuracy is like amazing for life. What about... I love that it has convert until I realize that kind of messes up ADD. So activate, deploy, deactivate. So
yeah.
So I got it. I was like, whoa, convert. And then I was like, oh, I can't ADD anymore. I don't like this. So
yeah, I need to get an economizer. They were down to like 200k like 6 months ago, and I'm like, man, I should get it, but I'm totally broke. Oh well. And now they're up to like 800k on Ragnarok. I'm like, I'm never gonna afford one. So, I have to
actually do
whatever the Ashutaleth
We'll just do that. We'll just do that.
I got through all three of them. I just never got anything to drop, and then our set broke.
Aww.
Need to do that, though.
I'll help. So, yeah, Economizer, I think, is really cool because it sacrifices one dark maneuver for, like, 15% of its MP, which is pretty cool. So it's kind of like it's kind of like a weird sublimation, not really.
Yeah, kind of sublimation.
Kind of sublimation-y, but not really. What do you think about the inhibitor?
It's fun for EPing.
For just easy praise?
No, for your EP size. But otherwise,
max out your TP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can get a bunch of TP and then get three fire maneuvers so you don't have to use, you know, a dark or wind or whatever to force a certain weapon skill. And then make a skill chain with it and then have super powerful whatever weapon skill goes off with a big skill chain after it.
That's cool.
But the amount of work it takes to set up, you know, kind of offsets, you know, the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And then plus I use Wog Bogmax. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right or not, but it kills your damage if you're saving over 100% TP.
Aww.
So I don't use it anyway.
That's weird. And what about the coiler? I actually want the coiler, but I haven't gotten one. Do you know if it's any good?
Coiler's awesome.
Do you notice
it proc?
Yeah. Do you notice it proc a lot?
Yeah. Coiler's awesome, man. You need Yeah, I'd use it all the time for meleeing.
That's the double attack one, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah.
I just want to know how much it procs.
If you don't have any thunder maneuvers, it's 5%. One thunder maneuver is like, 15%? Then like 20 or 25, and then 40% with three, you know, thunder maneuvers.
Mm-hmm.
It's something like that, some sort of. So, I usually have like two thunder maneuvers and one wind maneuver for turbocharger.
Mm-hmm.
And you get TP pretty fast that way. It's quite fun.
True. What about? Oh, I always have an auto repair kit too on. What do you think of that? The auto repair kits.
I also wish that scaled.
Well, I wish it did too, but like if it takes just a little bit of damage, I could like throw up a couple of light maneuver and it gets it back up, so I could ADD it or whatever.
Yeah, it's good if you want to cap it off and ADD, and you don't want to waste any oil.
I've never used a single oil this entire time. Am I a bad puppet master?
Yes, yes you are.
But I don't solo. I don't solo.
You haven't used any oil.
How do you not use any oil? Like
I just deal without it. I don't know
why. What do you mean deal without it? How do you heal your automaton?
Light maneuvers and resting.
Oh god. Do you ever get into parties?
Oh, I only party. I never.
And you still?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I always have shock absorber up. I'm like throwing that up every second I get a chance. Don't take damage.
Even just regular oil would be fine. You're taking
more than 100 damage in a single shot, though.
Yeah, but I make sure to have water maneuvers up so he isn't getting hate. I'm such a bad puppet master now. You're like, shame, for shame.
It's like Dragoon not using Spirit Link.
I don't use Spirit Link, the equivalent of it. I'm sorry.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's just, I just don't.
You need this, you need to like start doing that. That's really, important.
Well,
it'd be very handy if you did.
I'm sure it would be. I always thought about it, but I was like, are they expensive? I don't like spending money. Pretty poor.
I think
the regular ones aren't that expensive.
Okay.
And then there's +1 and +2 that heal even more, so.
Mm-hmm.
If you plus need to 2 or GGFO. And you can buy those from NPC.
Okay. Maybe I'll consider it, but like right now it just seems to be working. I seem to survive 20 minutes most, like only like 3 times I could think about in partying where I was like, oh, I don't, like my pup just died. I have 15 minutes to wait. More often than not, the issue is I was the party leader. I had Hanya out. Then I level synced, and then she went bye-bye. And then I was really mad because I just put her out. And I was like, oh, That's what happens most of the time, but she doesn't take much damage beyond that, so. So I'm pretty good with the hate control, I guess. What about mana tanks? I love the mana tanks.
Mana tanks are awesome.
They are awesome. Yeah. Restoring MP is like good. Good for you.
Also would be quite awesome if they scaled up a little bit, at least. When you level up, maybe like level 30 or something, you get an extra tick out of it. Level 60, you get another tick and something like that. But
they don't want to overpower Puppet Master.
I definitely think so, but I don't complain as much about that as the auto repairs because it's so easy to keep your MP going for the puppet.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, there's also the mana conserver, which conserves MP. I don't actually have this, but do you feel like it procs?
I use it. I never really pay attention to it, though. Because I don't have an economizer. Like, if I had one, I'd be using that instead, but I don't, so I just kind of throw that on, because I only have one slot left. It's like, I'll just throw on the conserver. And
hopefully it's doing something.
Hopefully. Once in a while, it'll do something, and it'll be probably unnoticed. But
You'll appreciate it when you're low on MP.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm reading this right now. It says with zero dark maneuvers up, it'll conserve 20 MP for if you have one, it's 30. If you have two, it's 40. And if you have three, it's 50 MP. And that's for every 100 MP spent.
I guess it's not bad.
I just don't use dark maneuvers enough for that to happen, I guess. But I don't usually I'm not using my mage frame. Like when I'm partying, it's like all about the sharpshooter. Unless I have to heal because the red mage goes AFK for 20 minutes, I'm like, oh, I'll throw in Soul Soother and things will be okay.
How do you macro in frame changes? Is it like an equipment macro?
You can't.
You have to deactivate.
Which is sad.
Then change.
It takes a long time.
It sucks. It's so frustrating. They need to make a set. Like, you should be able to have three pre-made sets, and you could just like switch. Like I want my Soul Soother one. I want my just so it doesn't take forever to switch from one frame to another. Because you have to completely unattach it, completely reattach everything you need. It's not fun at all.
And you can't just, like, switch out one head, can you? You have to switch out the whole thing?
You have to deactivate it to do any changes.
You have to deactivate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you have any HP missing, you can't even do that.
Yep.
Or you could, but you'd just not be able to activate it.
So you wouldn't
activate it. Oh, he's crap. He's dying. I deactivate it. Now I can't get it back. Crap.
I have a question.
That's what you use oils for. So you can heal.
Okay, that's true. There you go, Ed. That's why you should use oils.
I make sure I get it right the first time. I don't worry about it.
Oh, so you're too good now, eh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Always be prepared.
Okay, after this episode, I'll go buy like three oils and life will be better.
I want to see a screenshot with them in your inventory.
maybe.
One stack of +2 oils. Get him. Make it happen.
That scares me.
Right now, on the show.
No, I'm not doing it right now. You know how much stuff my computer's running right now? It's like I don't even know how it's surviving.
We should be, like, checking his the AH site. And
Ever since I went to Ragnarok, I haven't updated that.
I buy all my oils from NPC, though, so you wouldn't catch that.
Oh, okay.
Because they're, I think, 1,000 apiece for the +2s.
Mm-hmm. What? So, I'm not paying 12K. I'm not paying 12K.
What?
I'm not made of money.
Come on now.
Like I seriously, like, whenever there's an attachment that only costs 3K, I seriously consider its usefulness before I buy it. I'm like, do I really need this?
Yeah, but how many times has your automaton helped you out?
Yeah, good question.
Spend a little money on it.
Hanya is loving me without whatever. Like she wants nothing. She's just my friend. I want to know about the Shurzen. How does that work exactly?
It stops you from your automaton from dying, basically. If you have an earth maneuver up, and you take any physical damage, it'll erase the earth maneuver, one of them, and then alleviate automaton at 1 HP.
Okay. Oh, with 1 HP.
So, like,
I guess it won't die.
So, if someone uses a physical TP move on you and you have an Earth Maneuver up, you could be at 1 HP and you'd take 0 damage.
True.
So that would be good. The one that brings you down to 1 HP would be good for Magic Mortar?
Yeah. That's basically what it was for. Like,
no, just to make sure that happened so you didn't die.
Make sure you got down to exactly 1 HP and then...
Why does 1 HP help Magic Mortar?
Because it's like a reverse... what's it called? Spirits Within.
Okay.
Like, the less the time has, the more damage it does. So if you get down to 1 HP...
I've heard that with the scanner on the White Mage head, you know how it's so annoying that it casts Enfeebles on Colibri and then the tank is mad at you because it casts Enfeebles? Have you ever tried that? If you with the scanner in the White Mage head, where it doesn't cast Enfeebles because of how the scanner is broken that way.
I think I only did that once when my skill was under cap and I had to main heal anyway. I haven't tried it since. But I have capped skill and then capped magic skill merits. So I mean, the skill's pretty high up anyway. I don't know. I've never. Maybe I should. But, like, if I'm main healing, like in a merit priority or something, I'll leave it undeployed and then have a light maneuver up. And then as soon as somebody needs a cure, I'll deploy it and, you know, I'll get the cure right away. And then I'll retrieve it and then wait until I need something else. Just to kind of avoid, you know, it casting a spell and then, like, slow or whatever. And then all of a sudden, oh no! I'm getting owned! Somebody help! And then, you know, you can't do anything for another 15 seconds.
What about, there's clearly going to be 4 more attachments coming. Is there anything you want to see, either of you want to see, with these 4 new attachments? Because everything else has come out in a set of 8, and then they only have, like, 4 that are, like, out there. So.
I want to see some attachments.
What do you say, Jess? What's that?
I want to see some.
Chad, yes, please.
Yeah, that'd be. I want to see some attachments off of Pandemonium Warden.
Lol.
Yeah. Yeah. Get your automaton, like 8 little automatons, and they can all, like, do crazy stuff.
That'd be ridiculous. What about you, Elmer? Is there any attachment you would like to see?
I don't know. It would be nice if the. I think we need for, like, attachments specific to each frame to boost some of the stuff that they're supposed to do well, like the paladin already having some defense, although I don't know how useful it would be, but it would be nice if it didn't die so easily. Like, make their strengths stronger for each specific frame, I think, would be good.
I would like to see something that was, I don't know, I just want Stone Skin to be more effective later, and I want, I don't know, like, you said there's stuff for overloading right now, like, I know the heat sink, what else is something for overloading?
Condenser,
okay. I don't know. I'm sure whatever Squeenix comes up with will be of interest and will be a must-have just because Wolpup. And that's pretty much it with that. Jester wants to know what's your automaton's name. So what's your automaton name, BSville?
Oniwaka.
Oniwaka. What about you, Elmer?
Mine's Kintoki.
Kintoki, I've seen some pictures of that. Can you tell us about how you sold all those avatars? Just give us a little something about that.
Oh, what'd I do?
Yeah, I know you got all the appropriate staves and belts.
Oh yeah, because ninja didn't work for me because the astral flow would kill me. So I went red mage and used the appropriate bar spell. And yeah, I macroed in the staff and the belt from you know, the belts you get from other avatars for elemental bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I ended up surviving the astral flows. But yeah, it'd be interesting to try it again now, because when I did it, there was no white or black heads, and there's no bonus weapon skills on the puppets, and it was like so long ago, so it might be pretty easy now, I'm not sure.
You should do it again.
Would Pop Relic help?
Pop Relic?
Like, would that tip the scales in any form?
You mean the Dynamis Relic that's out now?
Yeah. Like, would that help you at all to do it easier?
Oh, definitely, I think, because the stat bonuses to the Master as well as the Automaton would definitely...
are nice.
Because, like, I remember, especially Garuda, because she would keep healing herself, took almost the full 30 minutes, so just getting the damage out faster would be good.
I know, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I didn't even think about that. What do you think about the AF, I mean the Relic AF2? I think it's amazing. Some of
it made me join a Dynamis shell again. I swore I would never do Dynamis again, and then Relic came out, I'm like, oh my god. The DATS came out, and everyone, you know, started posting all the information on the DATS, I'm like, I gotta join a new shell.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
I've gotten two pieces already, and I'm so excited to wear them. I need the rest, though.
I am four out of six.
That cape looks epic.
Yeah, the cape is awesome, man. I don't have the cape yet, but I will one day.
And it'll
be grand.
So far I got the body piece and the feet, but I want the hands, because the haste plus 3%, that's on you and the automaton. Both of you get haste plus 3.
I mean, ridiculous. For like meriting with a melee frame, that's better than Usakani hands for TP.
Yeah.
Just because it gives you haste for both you and the automaton. It's like the best for TP you can get.
I joined a salvage shell, and I was going to, they asked me what I wanted, and I was like, they asked, like, whatever the white mage one, Morgan's or whatever. And I was like, no, I don't want that. I want Usukane. And they're like, why? I'm like, Pop. And they're like, Pop can wear Usukane? I'm like, yes, you can. And I want it. So,
it was very nice of Square Enix to give Puppet Master.
Well, it's about time they gave us something. I mean, freaking Galliard on Pup, no thanks. Like, just give us Denali or Askar. I would have been happy with either, but no Galliard.
That'd be awesome if they put us on, like, all of the, you know, Monk Ninja Samurai sets. Like,
they should.
Okotes and Fumas and all that good stuff. Shura. That'd be fantastic.
So, Pops, I was looking at more of your videos, like, how did that Archangel fight go, Elmer? You have to be...
Oh. We tried... I think we tried the Mithra, and that was no good. And we tried the Tarotera one worked. It wasn't too hard, because it was just me punching it and getting healed from the White Mage. So, in the end, it wasn't too difficult. I think it was one of the only ones we could really do as a duo.
Okay. But then again, things would be different now?
Yeah, then again, you know, nowadays it might be easier because all the new frames and the equipment, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, back then I was just trying to do whatever I could do with Pup, because, you know, everyone thought it was a crappy job and no one really knew about all the attachments, so I was just going around trying to solo whatever I could, or duo whatever I could, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah, I think you have contributed a lot to the Puppet Master community, because there's just not a lot of us, and you're proving that thing, like, it can do stuff, and I definitely appreciate that.
It's funny though, because now, like, you know, back then I did a lot of stuff, and now all these people come even today and they're like, oh, tell me about Pup, or can you tell me what to do with this and that? But like, nowadays, Pups are like so much better than me. Like BS Phil's Pup is probably like 10 times better than my Pup.
I doubt that, but okay.
Yeah, I would doubt that too. I don't know. I mean, what worries me though is there are a lot of Puppet Masters that think, like, full AF is a good thing to wear all the time for everything ever. and like only one of the pieces is like worth keeping, and that's the feet.
I wear them full time
because like you
but
know.
I don't have anything better right now though.
You need to fix that. I mean, it's kind of hard before 72 because at 72 you can get you know Palawan,
mm-hmm.
but.
Now they like, have the
level 75 puppet masters that just walk around in full AF, just make me cry every time I see them. So much better stuff now. Although it is kind of bad because, I mean, the only good stuff you can get is from, like, assaults or salvage or ZNMs.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you have to do some sort of endgame or endgame-ish event to get anything good.
Well, that's... But, I mean, that can be said for almost any job. I mean, like, not everything.
Well, I mean, at least there's, like, you know, Scorpion Harness or something, or Aubergian for melees. That you can buy, like, something off the auction house that isn't just totally awful.
Okay.
Like, I think there's, like, one piece of gear on the auction house that has accuracy in the body slot for Puppet Master. And that's even kind of new. So it's just, I don't know. They don't have good... like, fresh Puppet Master 75 options on the auction house. And that, I would like to see, you know, something come out for that.
You know what's cool with the last version update? The Herder Subligar? Have you looked at that at all, either of you?
Yeah, I need to go get some.
Like, because it enhances, pet, accuracy, and it's all the pet shops can wear it. So I was like, whoa, I want that, but I don't hang out on Saruman that much, and I don't plan on it, but I might if I go get it. I think that's Saruman champion.
Yeah.
Can you two talk to me about, because I don't really know, like I know a little bit, but I've only read a little about the different meritable abilities. Like what should someone who just gets 75, what should they be meriting and why?
Man, I think the first thing I merited was Ventriloquy. How about you? What'd you get? Because I think, I mean, were you around? I think you were 75 before.
Yeah, he was. But
yeah, out of the puppet stuff, the first thing I did some of the skills, but the first one I got was role reversal, mm-hmm. the HP switch out mm-hmm. of the group twos.
Yeah, those are. I really, really wish those would have been like available from like level 40 or something, just because they're so awesome to have.
Mm-hmm.
But you only need one merit in each of them.
Yeah.
Because you want to have five merits in optimization and then three in fine tuning.
That's crazy.
It's like having a permanent berserk and defender up at the same time, but getting, you know, the benefits of both. And then, you know, like having a high quality elemental staff for all of your spells for the damage. Basic. That's kind of like the basic equivalent. Why, when you have 5 of 5 optimization.
Why would you want 5 of 5 optimization and 3 of 5 fine tuning when you could have 4 or 5 of each? Like just curiously.
Well, because it's 5% attack for each merit.
Okay.
You know, increase of 5% attack, 5% magic attack bonus, 5% defense, and then 5% something else, ranged attack or whatever.
That's ridiculous.
So and then well, fine-tuning is all just, like, accuracy. +5 accuracy.
Yeah.
It's not, like, percentage, so...
Okay.
It's not, you know, quite as nice, but it's very good.
It says that there's an error with the automaton that it won't tell you its actual stats. That's lame.
Is that an error? I don't know.
Yo, well, it says, like, if
it's
you
kind
have...
It's kind of a pain, though.
I wish they would fix some stuff with Pop, but... I wish they would fix a lot of things, so I suppose I shouldn't be like, this is the end of the world. Ah. I don't know.
If people could see, like, an automaton attack and defense, I think they'd be really
impressed.
Concerned about Puppet Master. Because I think it's really low.
Yeah,
well, I know
is.
Defense is low, and I have defense a pretty low. Good feeling that attack is low, too.
But it does damage pretty well, so that's what matters. I guess that's pretty much it. Like, I don't want to make this drag on forever, even though I love Pup and it should totally be considered more than it is right now. What do you think about the two pieces that are support job activated by Pup, the Busker's Earring and the Busker's Cape? Like, would you find any use, like, do you ever sub Puppet Master on any of your other jobs?
No.
Nothing really that high, I guess. Just use them.
Yeah, there's not really any good use for subbing Puppet Master. Although I have done it on White Mage, and that was a lot of fun at, like, level 40. I have a screenshot of it, too. Like, just, you set it up for a Soul Soother, because you need to have at least Puppet Master level 40.
40, yep.
And then you just deploy it alongside you on White Mage. And then you let it toss, like, Cure 2s and Flashes, and then you give regen to everybody that needs it. So you have, basically, like, two main healers.
That's pretty cool.
For the price of one.
If only...
And one that, you know, has, like, basically infinite MP.
Only if you have slash pup for warp.
It's pretty fun.
I would do it all the time. All the time.
I don't know. I did it because it was kind of, you know, it's kind of gimmicky, but it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the party, so it was all worth it.
Mm-hmm. And did you play Puppet Master before it had the martial arts trait? Like, I thought it didn't have one.
It always had it, I think.
It always had it?
Yeah, I kind of thought it had it. Always had it. Yeah, I remember.
It just,
yeah.
Nobody knew.
Oh, nobody knew.
It didn't come out because they don't get it until 25.
Okay.
So everyone thought when it first came out, like, oh my god, they don't have martial arts. But yeah, it's at level 25.
Okay. I just want to be like, maybe it doesn't come out for, I don't know. Oh, what do you think of the emotes for Pop? I love them. Love it. Are they fun? Do you just do it all the time?
I love dance motion.
So do I. You both dance together. It's like your mini show. Come to the Pup Show. Donate your gale, please. We need it.
I want to see.
Now.
I'm going to go get on Pup later and check out all the dance emotes.
Good. Good. I hope everyone who's listening and everyone who participated felt it was a good pup discussion.
I learned something, that's for sure.
I'm a
pup noob. Like, noob. I leveled pup 1 to 4 and I didn't even have any attachments, so now I know that I should have to get some and do that. I was like, why is this sucking? Everybody's like, this is so good. And then I'm like, failing. I died like a million times getting 1 to 4. I was like, I quit. And then Ed's like, oh, you didn't have any attachments. So I'm like, oh, I'm such a noob.
I was so bad. I somehow made it from 1 to 17, no attachments, no frame. I don't
That's
know.
Amazing.
I don't know what I was thinking. It's like, this is so cool. It's like Hanya and me. And that was enough for me. Like, that was enough to keep me happy. Just me and her take on the world.
I think that's another reason why a lot of people lol pup, because they don't understand it. Like, there's so many things that go into the, is one of the most, I'd say it takes a lot of skill to use. Probably one of the most in the game. To be like a good pup, you need to put a lot, like, you have to know it. And a lot of people don't. So I think that's why they lol it, because they have absolutely no idea what to do.
Yeah, it takes a lot of planning, because you can use only one maneuver every 10 seconds. So, like, you have to plan out,
yeah.
You know, oh, I'm getting close to 100 TP, I better start planning out my, you know, weapon skill maneuvers.
Mm-hmm.
So, it takes a lot of forethought, I guess. It's a lot of fun, though. And it was, like, when I started, because I really had no idea how to use Puppet Master or whatever, because, like, there's maneuvers and attachments, and they all kind of do something, and there's something to do with elements, and I had no idea what any of it meant. So mm-hmm. it was a little intimidating. But, you know, just totally jump in and start killing stuff. And then there's a thread on the Alakazam Puppet Master forum with a list of Puppet Master mentors on any server.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to get people to, you know, trying to get people together from every server. So if you're a new Puppet Master, go to that thread, Alakazam's Puppet Master forums, and look for the mentor thread.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to your local Puppet Master. And, he will guide you and show you the ways.
Yep. I'm hoping that from this, at least one person, if just one person is inspired to consider leveling Puppet Master, I will consider it a victory. It's true.
I'll consider a victory?
What?
As if you start using automaton oil.
Yes.
I said I'll go buy 12. I'll go buy 12. But that's it. I won't use them because I'll be too afraid to spend money. But they'll be there.
Hey, I think I'm going to level up a bit after, you know, when I have some downtime, level up a bit, you know.
Yay.
Kick it old school with Alouette. That's my automaton's name. So, Alouette. You know, I'd probably level it just because I love his name. Because he's pretty bomb.
And I guess that will conclude our pup discussion. And now we're going to do emails. Yay. Jester, would you like to read the first email?
Yeah. Hey, Edwith, how are you? Love your show, by the way. And I was just wondering on an idea about making an episode on artifact gear, on certain jobs that could and can be talked about. Is this a good idea? Email me back. Sevo Kevo of the Diablo server, White Mage 75, Black Mage 37.
Well, Sevo, I read this and I was like, you know, that's interesting. Like, we could go through all the artifact and relic and, what would be, what sets are good, what sets are not good, even though most people already know, but as my show has been accused of, it is kind of, it sometimes is pretty noobish. So, it definitely wouldn't be something I would shoot to do, but I may do it just because you emailed and I don't get much email, so. So I appreciate it. Like, I don't know. The pup AF is nice though. Like all the last five sets of AF they made are all nice. They're all good for their jobs. Like there's always like the lol piece, but they're all honestly still really good overall than most sets, I feel. And then there's another email we have from Wakabo from the Bahamut server. Hey, Edwith. It is Wakabo, a Tartar, Summoner, and Samurai from the Bahamut server. I figure since I send you a message in-game, I should send one to your show to keep you busy. I was thinking back the other day on things that I've done in this game, and one of the things that I helped you get was Shiva. I don't remember how it all started, but coming across you that day, but I showed you to an NPC that sells the extremely cheap items to raise my fame for the Prime fights. Me being a summoner, I knew I could warp right to the crystal, but a thief friend of yours that joined, that was Elcidos, joined us and didn't know the way, so we had to take the long trek through Fagin. It was a long, it was a long walk, but a fun fight. You survived, but the thief died. Lol.
Poor Elcidos.
Too bad Fiofi was eating Dairy Queen Blizzards, or he would have been able to join us. That's a lol. I wish you luck on, what?
I know. I love Dairy Queen.
So do I. I wish you luck on Ragnarok for the time that you were there, and hope you get your COP missions finished and come back to Bahamut, Wakabo. P.S. I would like to give a shout out to the Outsiders Link Shell and Shindra Corp Link Shell on Bahamut. So shout out to Outsiders and Shindra Corp. I hope I miss Bahamut a lot, and as much fun as I'm having on Ragnarok, I probably will find myself back on Bahamut one day. So,
it's...
I know. But I came here for promis. Well, not for promis, but for COP. And I probably will leave once I'm concluded. Oh, that makes you sad.
That is sad.
Saying it out loud makes you sad, eh?
It makes me sad. I'm I love Veiru and Kim and Astro and...
Max, Z, right?
And Max and Tiger. You're on Leviathan. You have no.
So? You can still love me.
I still love you, but I don't love you because you're on my server.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Okay. And I actually, that's the last avatar I've gotten, and I actually need to fight Shiva again because I need my Shiva's Claws, because being a 68 pup without Shiva's Claws just feels lol to me. It's almost getting to the point where I could just buy, like, the Hades Santai or whatever. So.
Go with, what are they called? The level 50 ones.
The Tactical Magician Hooks?
Yes, use those until 72.
That's WOGs, what I suggested, too.
And then go to 75, and then just, you know, stick with WOGs. WOGs are awesome. My WOGs plug.
Right now, I'm just using Bone Pot as plus one, because they're cheap.
Oh, God. Go back to TM Hooks. They're delicious, I promise.
Only four more levels. Someone expects me to do damage anyways, so it doesn't even matter.
That's because you're not using TM hooks.
Maybe. But I'll spend... How much are those WAG bag knocks? Or whatever you're talking about.
3K?
Oh, what are the really expensive ones that are that Hades level?
Hades. They're 700K.
Okay, I won't spend that much. Okay, I'll just buy the WAGs. Okay, you're right.
That's because they're awesome.
I want those hand-to-hand weapons that drop off AV. I mean, PW. Let's go fight PW.
Yeah.
Only one person in the whole world has them.
I know. So. I want to be number two. Let's make this happen.
Not only are they like sexy, they look amazing too. So I'm kind of jealous.
You know you want it.
I am. I am. I do. I mean, that's what I meant.
True.
Good times.
Yes, Phil, do you have any shout outs you'd like to give?
A shout out to, I don't know. Let's see. I'll give a shout out to my salvage group. Jayhawk, Xenogeus, Sir Keebler, Nep, Vodevil, and Suheg. We're doing salvage right now. We're killing, nice. The Chigos in the reactionary rampart. And no notorious monster has popped because Square Enix hates us.
Do you need another white mage for that group?
We have one with us right now, actually.
But you need another one.
So? Not if you're lotting Usukane, they don't.
No, okay.
Darn. We got like 6 or 7 people, so we're pretty good.
Darn. Okay. I'm trying to leech. Elmer, do you have any shoutouts?
Let's see. Oh, yeah, actually, I have a shout out I should have mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Corin, who helps out on JP Button.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a shout out to her. And she put up recently an interview with the localization team of FF11. That's on the front page still, so you might want to check that out. She put a lot of work into that. And she is checking out some back issues of magazines to try and find the rest of the interview, and hopefully that'll be up sometime in the future if we can track that down. So yeah, shout out to Corinth for all the hard work she's done.
Are you going to be starting a donation funds for JP Button?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You want to give me some money?
Honestly, if you have a donate button, I will give you some money, but I'm just saying because I know you have issues, like you buy all the magazines and you're the only one who brings that to us. So I'm sure I would not be alone in donating to you.
Yeah, serious.
So, and then you could be like Starbreaker forums or something. I don't know. You could come up with something cool, but I don't
know. Well, we'll see. I mean, I want to do, of course, Vanifest again this year. I don't know if I can make it to FanFest, but that would be really cool if I could go there. So, I mean, if the need arises and I don't feel bad about it, but I kind of feel bad, you know, making people, you know, like, oh, give me your money, you know. So, for now, no donation, but, you know, just the best way to help out is just tell people about the site and, you know, have people come by and check it out. So.
Will do. You are pretty much epic, sir. JP Button Master. And I guess that is pretty much it. Do you have any shout outs, Jester?
Yeah, I want to shout out to Ruby in South Korea.
Oh my god. Ruby.
The other day Ed and I were just chilling on Skype chatting or whatever, and then I get somebody starts a conversation with me and she's like, "Hi, how's it going?" I was like, "Hi." So eventually we just started talking. She's like, I'm Ruby from South Korea. I just search random people from Canada and then so I could improve my English. So shout out to Ruby from South Korea for talking to me and to improve your English.
She's actually a high school student. Like, actually,
yeah,
we called her.
She's going into grade 12.
We called her and we were like, oh, this guy is some creepy guy. And
yeah, it was weird. I was so sketched out at the beginning, but you know, it all ended up all good in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Kenji and Jim.
Oh, I love Jim and I. Love you, Kenji. And I guess that concludes this episode.
Shout out to Fiofi.
Oh my god.
Oh, wait. I need one more, too.
Sure.
I need a shout out to King Ilya, because he asked me about the show today. So
go King Ilya.
Whenever you hear that, there you go.
Yep, true strike. Hello, I've been Edwith. Thank you for joining me. Peace out. Final Fantasy Fantasy, Tetra Master, and Vanadil are registered trademarks of Square Enix. Square Enix and Playaline are registered trademarks of Square Enix. Elegantly Edwith and Limit Break Radio are solely responsible for its content.